Hello and welcome to the Family Brand Podcast. My name is Chris. I'm a husband, a father, and an entrepreneur.
My name's Melissa, and I am a wife, mother, former nurse turned real estate investor.
And we believe the greatest gift you can give your child is a last name that stands for something.
Your last name is your family's brand.
If you are a parent who wants to raise your child to know who they are, love who they are, and believe in who they are, this show is for you.
We promise to bring you real and authentic conversations with parents and experts who are committed to making their family their life's most important work.
This show will help you take a stand for your family and to raise your children by design, not default.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Family Brand Podcast. I feel like I've been doing the podcast for a long time, but sometimes when I get on here to record, I feel like I'm recording for the first time and I have no idea what I'm doing. And that's how I feel like at this moment. I feel like it's been a minute. And I don't do solo episodes that often, which today I am going to do a solo episode by myself. And if you follow me on social media, you may have seen that I started homeschooling our youngest two, Trip and Indy, a couple of weeks ago, beginning of March, basically. And I thought it'd be fun to maybe just unpack here, like why we decided to homeschool, although we will be talking about that. But I think it's a much deeper conversation about following what you feel like is the best move for your family, even though you may be having doubts or you may be feeling like you don't know exactly how to do the thing you feel called to do or the thing you want to do, but taking the leap. So I guess to start, I'll just share our own experience with this lately. And I think this could be timely because this is a time where you're often registering your kids for school next year and trying to decide what does next year look like for our family. And yeah, so hopefully that this will help someone maybe in that place too. So Trip and Indy are 7 and 8 and they are in 1st and 3rd grade and they have never homeschooled before. I have homeschooled my 3 older kids off and on for many years since, so my oldest is sophomore in high school age. And I think he was in 1st grade, 1st or 2nd grade when I initially ventured into my homeschooling career, I guess you could say. And they've homeschooled off and on since then, some more than others. Like Tanner, my freshman, he likes going to school. He's in public school now. Tate is homeschooling still, my oldest. So it looks different for every kid, but I've homeschooled a lot, but I've never homeschooled my 2 youngest. In fact, I even told them, when you start to read, when you learn how to read, then maybe we'll homeschool, which I think is a kind of different approach. I'm not saying that's the right approach, but that's just kind of how I felt about it. And so Trip in particular, my 3rd grader, has been asking for a while, like, I want to homeschool. And he knows how to read now. And so it was like middle of the semester, though, and I said, okay, we'll talk about it and let's make a plan for next year, maybe next year. And, you know, as time went on, as we got further into the school year, he kept asking more and more, saying, I want to homeschool. And then he got sick in February. In early February, he just got this super high fever and cough and an ear infection. And he was just out of school. I think he missed over a week of school. And when he went back to school, he just was feeling really overwhelmed with the makeup work that he had to be doing. And I don't know, for some reason, going back after being home, he wasn't vibing. It wasn't vibing with him. And, you know, he caught up on all his work and that was fine. But still, every single day before he went to school, he would be like, I just want to homeschool. Can I please homeschool? And part of me is like, well, I don't know if he knows what it looks like to homeschool. I mean, he doesn't obviously know because he's never done it. So I thought maybe we could try it for a few days and just see if he likes it. And around that same time, they had a lockdown at school. And it turned out to not be a big deal. But in the moment, it was a big deal because where we live, all of the campuses are connected. So the elementary school is connected to the high school, which is connected to the junior high. They're all kind of just on one big campus. And the furthest campus away is the junior high, but on the junior high campus, there was, I don't even know what actually happened. The school still has never really communicated that well what actually happened, but there was threats of a gun, or perhaps there was a gun, I don't know. But the high school my boys were both at the house. My high school boys were both home. This happened around lunchtime. They started getting calls from their friends saying, like, hey, there's a gun at school. They used the words active shooter. There's an active shooter at school. Don't come back. Don't come back from lunch. And so, of course, we're getting these messages. And we as parents, Chris and I, are, like, freaking out. Like, there's an active shooter at school. This, I don't know, it just happens too much lately. And so we run down to the school, and the school is on lockdown. Of course, they're not letting students come or go. And basically, we just had to leave them in school, like, the rest of the day and hope that they were fine. And again, we didn't really know what was happening or what was true and what was just an exaggeration by our high school boys' friends. But when the day was over, we ended up, the school, they went off lockdown, and there was, like, an hour left in the day. And I did go over to school, and I did pick them up from school, Trip and Indy. And they were fine. They honestly seemed to be fine. But I do think it was really scary. Like, they didn't, no one, teachers included, knew what was going on. And they, you know, it started out, like, as if it were a drill. But then soon thereafter, the teachers realized this was not a drill. This was real. And so Tripp was saying that people in his class were crying. And he was, comforting kids in his class. And then Indy, she also said that she had a friend that she had to hide under her desk with her because she was so scared. And I don't know, for some reason that experience just really had me relook at, like, why am I not wanting to homeschool them? And I think there's something to be said for, like, there's that old phrase that's like, when a horse bucks you off, like, you just get right back on. And part of me felt like that about school, like, being like, okay, I know you had this scary experience. It happened on a Thursday, which they just have a 4-day school week. So it happened at the end of the day on Thursday. I picked them up from school, and then we had the whole weekend. And then part of me, like, the next Monday, wanted to just take them back to school and be like, okay, let's go back to school, like, business as usual. But it just didn't feel right for us. And probably, honestly, it's because they want to homeschool. And, you know, over that weekend, as I was taking time to process, okay, what just happened and what are we going to do? I took the time to write in my journal and really, like, try and process, like, okay, do I want to homeschool? Do we want to homeschool? Like, why, if I didn't homeschool, like, why would I not want to? And it was interesting, the things that came up for me was, I feel like I just got some freedom of time because Indy went back to school, to kindergarten last year. And that was, like, the only thing that was coming up for me is why I wouldn't want to, is because it was going to take time. And I love having extra time to, like, just go to the gym in the mornings or, you know, run to the grocery store whenever I want or schedule a meeting with Family Brand. I like having freedom of time. And knowing that I would have to be more strict with my time and knowing that I would just not enjoy the same freedoms, like, that was really what was coming up for me. And, you know, as I was writing in my journal, I realized, though, you know, if I fast forward, though, 5 years, I will wish that I would have homeschooled them because they want to. It's not me, like, trying to force this on them. Like, they want to be home. They want to be around me. And I know that I'm not the best educator, but I know that I can provide them a good environment, like, where they can thrive. And I know that we can learn the things that they need to learn in first and third grade, and where I can find someone that can, I know sometimes that comes up for families too, is like, I don't know how to teach. I'm like, but I know that I can find someone that can teach. Like, if I don't, I can teach first and third grade. But if it were a matter of, like, I don't know how to teach high school algebra, it's like, but I know I can find resources. I know that we can do this. We can figure this out. Because who is going to be more invested in my children's education and in my children, like, thriving than me? Like, there's no one. No one's going to be more invested and more motivated to, like, make it happen than me. And so I guess I just realized, it's like, okay, I guess we're doing this. And I've recorded episodes before about homeschooling, so I won't get into, like, the nitty-gritty of it, or of, like, the curriculum and all that. But, and of course, it's a roller coaster trying something new, especially something like this. You know, it doesn't go smoothly, and they've never homeschooled, so they don't understand, like, any expectations or, you know, so it's figuring that out and it takes time. But I've been really surprised at how overall smooth it's gone. And my favorite thing, I guess, that I've discovered is that they, Trib and Indy, have been playing together like a lot. And that's been so fun to see because usually they just fight a lot and don't get along. And that was honestly a huge concern of mine. Also, homeschooling is that I would just be refereeing them not getting along all day. That would be a huge part of the day would be them not getting along. But I've been so surprised of they've been getting along really good. And more than anything, they've been playing outside together. Like one day last week, I think they play outside for like 4 hours. And they've been using their imaginations and they created what they call themselves Safari Jane and Safari Jim. And they've just been running wild in the backyard and like on the middle of a day on a Wednesday. And I was like, this feels like childhood to me. This feels like the exact words that went through my mind were they just got their childhood back. And that, I don't know, it's just been really beautiful to watch unfold. And beautiful means not perfect. It just means like an unfolding, I guess. So to apply this to a broader audience than just a family wanting to homeschool or considering homeschool, like I mentioned at the beginning, I think that there are things in families a lot of times that we know that we want for our families or that maybe our kids want for themselves, but we're maybe afraid to commit to it or afraid that that might change things up or it might, we're just comfortable. And I guess that's what it was, is like, I was just comfortable where we were at and with what I was doing. And I didn't want to be, I don't know, I didn't want to have to change my routines and I didn't want to have to figure things out anymore. Like we were in a rhythm and a system. And I think sometimes with families, we feel like we're just comfortable and things are just going smoothly. But what if your family was meant for something more? Like what if that thing that's calling to you, like maybe that's, it could be anything. It's, of course, homeschool is top of mind for me, but it could be like maybe you want to move somewhere else. Maybe you want to buy a bigger house, buy a smaller house, buy more land. Maybe you want to, I don't know. It could be anything. But what is that thing for your family that's calling to you that you haven't taken the leap on yet because you're just a little too comfortable and it would really throw you for a loop? It reminds me, I posted about this on Instagram this week. This whole conversation kind of reminds me of this idea of take back your family, because I feel like it's easy to just get into a rut and get into a rhythm and a routine. And those are great. Like if your family is thriving with where you're at, like that's perfect. That's wonderful. But if there's something on your heart calling you for more or calling you to change, like you can do it 100%. And you might have to figure things out. But I would challenge you to look at those things that are on your heart and be like, those things are probably on your heart for a reason. And yeah, and that you have everything it takes to do whatever your heart desires and to do whatever your family wants to do and become the family that you want to become. Like you can do it and you have everything it takes because you are a creator. You can be everything you want to be. So I know this was kind of a short, different kind of episode, but I will leave it there. And I hope that you go out this week. And I just want to, I guess I want to say, make all of your wildest dreams come true. And I know that sounds cheesy, but maybe identify, is there something that I want to do? Maybe that's something you personally want to do. Like, hey, I've been wanting to start yoga, or I've been wanting to make friends with this person, but I just haven't done it because it could be scary and it could be unknown and I'd have to figure out some things out. But what's that thing that you want to do? I've been maybe putting off or been too afraid to try. Go out this week and make it happen. Okay, have a good week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Family Brand Podcast. To say thank you, we have something really awesome we'd love to share with you.
You know, we often hear from families who will tell us that they just feel so overwhelmed because of the demands that are placed on them. They feel like they're constantly being pulled in so many different directions and spread thin, and they're spending time as a family, but they don't feel like it's quality time. They're not really connected and they want to be more intentional. And we can certainly relate because we felt like that at one point in our family. And so we created a guide that allowed us to really be more confident around how we spend time as a family and what we say yes to and what we say no to. And it's just brought so much more peace into our home. It's made our lives so much more simple. And we want to share it with you. So if you go to familybrand.com/free, you can download the How to Take Back Your Family's Time Guide. And I can promise you it'll give you more confidence and more peace in your life and in your family.
One last thing, we feel so inspired when we hear from families that we are making a difference for them. We would love it if you would leave us a 5-star rating and a review on the podcast so we can reach even more amazing families. We truly believe that the way we change the world is one family at a time.